Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Audio Boo. Tuesday morning. What does that make it? The 28th of December. It's about 8:30 in the morning. Just out with the dogs as usual. I say as usual because I very often boo when I'm walking the dogs, particularly when it's early and there's no one around to see me talking to myself or talking into my phone. Or having a very one-sided conversation into my phone and thinking I'm a complete nut job. Anyway, kind of Christmas is, I think, well and truly over now. If nothing else, it's been broken by the weather as it suddenly turned very mild. It was 5 degrees this morning, so I've gone from having a kind of full winter coat and things just to a back to a fleece and a lightweight waterproof, and it's very misty this morning. The ground's still quite frozen. I guess it's just a matter of time before it thaws out. I'm hoping that that might mean I can get some leeks out of the allotment to make that ham and leek pie I had in mind. Might give that a go later or perhaps tomorrow and see whether the ground is soft enough I can get a fork in and get some of those leeks out. Otherwise, had a quiet couple of days really, which has been quite nice. We saw my parents Christmas Day, as I think I've already said, and then Boxing Day, or St. Stephen's Day, as I've since been told. I gather today, I think, is Boxing Day. Don't ask, something to do with Boxing Day can't be a Sunday because the first Sunday after Christmas is St. Stephen's Day, and yesterday would have been a bank holiday in lieu of Christmas Day because Christmas Day was on a Saturday, which means today is technically Boxing Day. Anyway, it's a day I don't have to work, and it's a public holiday in the UK, regardless of what the actual day is called. We've got my brother-in-law, but that's not entirely accurate, Anne's brother and his wife coming today. We were due to see them before Christmas, but that got called off due to ill health. So they're coming to see us today. We're going to pop out, have a spot of lunch, and exchange Christmas gifts. So I suppose actually Christmas is going to last at least one more day with more gifts, and we'll catch up with them, see what they've been up to, see what their family's been up to, and then they'll head off back home, I suspect. And tomorrow we've got a friend coming around in the evening for a catch up. Again, we were due to see them before Christmas, but I think on that occasion the weather put pay to that, so we're having our catch-up now. So we've spent the last couple of days just kind of chilling out, really. Watching a few films and watching little bits of television that were anywhere worth watching over Christmas, which was fairly few and far between, to be honest. And reading. I've been catching up on some books. I've been persuaded to, or I've persuaded myself, I'm not quite sure which, to order a Kindle with some money that I was given for Christmas. So I've placed the order for that, and I'm going to try and see how that goes. Possibly with a view to actually not getting rid of books, but actually any new books that I buy, trying to get them on the Kindle first, rather than get them as proper books, because we are running out of space in a major way for bookshelves and so on. And although I've tried having a sort out and thin them down a bit, it's still boxes in the loft that really I've not looked at since they went up there, except on one or two occasions, and really taking up room that I'm hoping I am with a Kindle won't get any worse, because at least the books will be stored electronically. I mean, there'll still be ones that I suspect will never be available, particularly some of the wildlife photography books that I've got. Can't see them ever being really compatible with that kind of a medium, so I still have to find shelf space for those. But at least novels and things, and possibly things that I've wanted to buy but have thought, actually, I'm going to find it difficult to get into that book, and consequently put off, might be actually missing some really good books. So any recommendations, very well received by me, but we'll see how that goes. I'm guessing it's also going to be good when we're away on holiday and things like that, because a lot of the stuff that I take with me is very often books. So at least if I plan my holiday reading to just be stuff that's on the Kindle, I can at least only have to worry about one kind of book-sized thing, which should leave some more room for socks at least. Anyway, what else? Interesting to see that Alex has got more than a slight dusting of snow, and I have to say it's verging on the really awkward to get about and carry on with a normal level, particularly if, judging by one of his tweets, it's not being ploughed, or at least people are complaining about streets not being ploughed. I have to say that for all their faults, that's the one thing this time around the council here seem to have got right, is keeping the roads clear, even if that doesn't help me much, because I still can't get to the roads, and I do most of my travelling by either walking or using public transport. And I'm guessing that that's not universal even in this country. I know friends who live in other counties have said the roads, you know, haven't really been ploughed very well and or gritted, so it's made life really difficult, but at least they seem to have got that right in my neck of the woods, at least this time around. I'm not sure for Alex whether it's getting any better. I'm pretty sure he said he was having Gillian come to stay towards the end of this week or this coming weekend. I'm not sure whether that's going to happen because of the weather, so I hope it does, because I know they always have a great time when she's there, and it'd be a shame, particularly around Christmas, if she wasn't able to do that. And I think that's about all I've got for now. I notice I'm running out of time anyway, so I was going to talk about podcasts, as I promised to do a while ago, and perhaps do that a bit later. Hope wherever you are, you've had a good Christmas, and if you're covered in snow, or if it's snowing outside, I hope you're getting by, and take care, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye now.